GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
You might want to turn the radio up to hear the words from the person behind the bulletproof glass over in Spacious Studio 7A with George Hale, friend of the program, Adrian Bennett. We've always met you in the past as a journalist, as press secretary for Governor Paul LePage, and now we refer to you as candidate for Congress, Adrian.
That's right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And it's always a pleasure being here with you both.
Yeah, it is nice to reinvent the friendship. She just reminded me the first time I met her when she was a producer at Channel 5 was I asked her what high school she was from.
And I think I was 25.
It's a long road from where you were to where you're going now. Tell us about it.
It is. And, you know, some people have asked me, why are you running? You know, why would you do this to yourself? And for the better part of two decades, I've had a very unique opportunity to share stories about Maine people and for the Maine people, both at Channel 5 right here in Bangor. It was the station that I wanted to go to after I got out of college. And as the governor's spokesperson, I was able to articulate policy and legislation that was oftentimes convoluted and complex into layman's terms, into a Reader's Digest version for people so they could understand it, and myself too. But I have been a voice for Mainers, and I'll continue to be a strong voice and an advocate for Mainers. And I think that's most important. You've got to be able to be a fierce advocate for Mainers. We are an independent people, and we have many different opinions. But in the end, you know, I think we can all agree that we want many of the same things. It's just how we get there and our tact in which we go about it that makes a difference. And one of the other things, I've had some great opportunities professionally, but also personally. And I had my daughter at a very young age. I was 20 years old, and I had, just started college. I was in the middle of it, and I had my daughter. And one of the things growing up, I had a tough childhood, to say the least, and it was very modest, and we can get into that, at some point. But it was tough, and I wanted to always provide more for my daughter. And I think as parents, we always want to provide more for our children. And she is one of the reasons I'm sitting here today, because I want her to have a more prosperous future. She's in community college right now. She's debt-free, 2 years into it. She's doing a tremendous job. But what is she going to be facing when she graduates in another 2 years? And is she going to have a good job? Is she going to be able to stay in Maine? As the oldest state in the nation, are we going to be able to keep our children here? And I want Caitlin here. I want Mainer's children, their grandchildren, to be able to be successful here in Maine, like I have been, and many, many others, and call Maine their home for their lifetime.
Unlike many who jump into the political world, and they do, come in from the business world and other places and jump in without much knowledge of how politics works. In your work, both as a reporter and a journalist and as a aide to the governor, you've seen how the sausage is made, so to speak. So it's no shock to you how political campaigns are run. Frankly, what you have to do to win. I mean, we're going to talk money before we're done. We're going to talk support. All of these things, I'm sure we won't get to all of it today. But at least you go in with your eyes wide open.
Absolutely. And government is a machine, and we are widgets within that machine, are being made all the time. And like you said, it's sausage, though. It really is. And it can be convoluted, complex, complicated. And we need somebody who can articulate policy and legislation that is being brought forth. Oftentimes, there are unintended consequences to legislation, to laws, and you need to be able to explain the pros, the cons, look at it from both sides, and be able to not only, figure out how it applies to people in a real sense, because we're talking about real Mainers, and, politicians, I feel, live in a bubble most of the time, and Mainers don't. We're real. And we need somebody who's going to be an advocate, who's actually lived and, accomplished some things along the way. And I believe that I'm the best candidate to do that.
Online at adrian2020.com, talking with Adrian Bennett, Republican of, I'm saying Bangor because I saw online you were at City Hall changing, I think, registering to vote there. So we say Republican of Bangor. You certainly understand the madness of Augusta, but you'll be stepping into the madness of Washington, D.C. People screaming impeach, people worried about actions way overseas. Are you ready for the madness of D.C. compared to the madness of Maine?
You know, when I entered into politics, really the realm, you know, the inner realm of politics in 2011, I was hired by the transition team in 2010, late 2010, December. I didn't quite know what I was jumping into at that time. You know, I'd covered politics as a reporter, but really being in the thick of it changed things. And as being a former media person, I was on the other side. And that opened my eyes very, very widely. And I always took pride in being a reporter whom nobody knew which side I was on. And it was very clear when I went into the administration which side I was on. So, you know, having the ability to work with a wide variety of people and people with diverse backgrounds and whether it was socio or economical, you know, I'm able to adapt to situations. I think that is one of my strengths. And I do think that communications is another one of my strengths. That's what my schooling, that is what, you know, I learned very early on. I knew I wanted to go into communications, and it's unfolded in such a way where I have been able to share stories throughout my life, and I feel that this is the next platform to share Mainer's stories, and they need somebody who is going to be an advocate and speak very, understand them, and tell their story, and be able to implement policy that is going to help them.
Well, you, of course, now have officially announced, I guess your appearance here officially announces you're running in the 2nd District you're running against those who are going to be running in the primary. Mm-hmm. Are you planning a rollout official announcement, or are you just making it here today, making Rick real happy that we made news?
Making me happy, making you happy, George. You're the one beaming sitting beside her behind the Bulletproof Glass in Stacia Studio 7A.
She is a wonderful lady.
It's great being here, and you are my first stop of many today. And, I have many friends in the media, and I've always kept that rapport within the industry, and I'm very proud of that. There was a very contentious relationship between the governor and media, but my door was always open. And last night, I had an opportunity to meet with a small group of people whom we invited to the top of the nine, and I had some very interesting conversations with them and one-on-ones, and that allowed me an opportunity, just to talk to a few people and get what was on their minds, because that's what this is all about. This, yes, I'm announcing a candidacy for Congress, and I want to be the advocate for Mainers, but it's about Mainers. And first, I think it was President, President Washington, who said that you need to first learn, listen, or it's listen, learn, and lead, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. And we need more people who are listening to the people of Maine and then coming up with the solutions and acting on it. But we first need to listen. So I'm going to get my story out there, let people know I'm running, and you're the first stop.
If you want to hear a couple of text messages that are coming into us, flattering here, I've always seen her as being, I've always been struck by her evenness and her beauty. Take that as a compliment, okay? She has the know-how and composure, a very sharp lady. This person writes to us, you have our support in Montville. And this person asks us to ask you, does she have the support of former Governor Paula Page?
You know what? He was the first call that I made a few months ago when I was strongly considering this. And he is a mentor of mine. He is somebody whom I've learned a ton from. And he gave me an opportunity of a lifetime. Many people have said to me that you had the toughest job in America. Mm-hmm. And I believe that that's on par. If I had a nickel for every time somebody said that, my daughter's college education would be paid for completely. Right. But you know, he was that first person I called. I asked for his advice. He did let me know that I would have his support if we get through this primary. And we're going to have some other people that jump in, I think. And so, you know, that's going to make this a very interesting process. And I'm looking forward to it. I really am. And I think we need to have some robust, healthy conversations about where we are as a country, where we are in Maine right now, because a lot went on last session and a lot has gone on since the last election. So there's a ton to talk about. And yes, he was the first person I spoke to get his support.
Well, the primary looks like it'll be two, probably three in the primary. We've got two that we know of. Now that you're here with us, and one that we're thinking
officially, yes,
yeah, we're thinking one more is going to join us. So looks like it'll be between now and what, June. Mm-hmm. It'll be a lot of miles. I know you're ready. I know what kind of condition you're in because I see your gym pictures. There's no question. Even Rick is not.
It's not just the gym. It's CrossFit.
Yeah.
And anyone that does CrossFit knows there's a difference between going to the gym and running on the treadmill.
Yeah.
And doing box jumps and doing whatever is the workout of the day at CrossFit.
I'm not going near it. Even you are not teaching that class.
No, sir.
You know what? I've been to many CrossFit gyms across our state, and there's nothing like it. It's a great community out there. And I will tell you, my health is something that I do have, absolutely. And this is going to take a lot of hard work. And that's one thing that I am not afraid to do. So, you know, since I was a child, I have had to work hard. It wasn't a choice. It's just what I had to do. I remember one of the conversations I had with the governor early in the administration. I was sitting in his office and he said, Adrian, you know what? You know, I didn't know this about you, but you were homeless. You know that, right? Because I was talking about couch hopping and, you know, going from friend's house to friend's house. And I didn't look at it that way. It was me surviving. It was me doing what I needed to do. And when I got out of college and I, you know, picked up a job right actually down the road here at Channel 7 in UPN, I was a sales executive. I did that. I did radio on the side on weekends. And I created my own DJ business, Soundwaves Mobile Music, you know, and I did DJ, I was a DJ for some weddings and proms and dances, you know, for local schools. So, hard work is nothing that's new to me, and I know this is going to take a lot, and it's going to take a lot of out of every candidate. So, I think we're all going to be ready. And I am just going to be that one who's going to work just a little bit harder.
Online at Adrian2020. And for those that don't know how to spell Adrian.
Adrienne. But I'll give you one even better. Take Back Maine. TakeBackMaine.com. And that will take you right to Adrian2020 as well. Because that's exactly what we need to do. We need somebody who is going to go to Congress and advocate for the people of Maine. Jared Golden, I have not seen that yet. He's very soft-spoken and somebody whom is not a bad individual. I'm not saying that at all. But we do need somebody who can advocate for our people, do it every single day, and I'm going to be the person to do that.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.